It is now high season to be out on the water and up in the mountains across the state. This summer, one Monroe woman is offering nature tours on kayaks with a historical twist. And HPR's Brita Green reports.
I'm going to give you a little hint about how to get in.
What's notable about Margie Emmons' kayak tour is not really what you can see on the tour. It's what you can't. We're just west of Littleton, New Hampshire, on the Moore Reservoir along the Connecticut River. There's no wind, and the water's surface is like glass, reflecting a brilliant blue sky above.
Let's go paddling!
All righty.
A company called New England Power built the Moore Dam in the 1950s. When the river flooded, forming this reservoir, it covered the remains of two towns, one on the Vermont side and one in New Hampshire.
So I like to think of this area as a place that's frozen in time, because the rest of our towns that we all live in now have histories like this one, but this one didn't get to evolve to be modern.
As we make our way along the shoreline, Emmons points to some of the old stone walls that used to border roads.
So when we go by this wall, we'll take a look backwards and see it. It's quite extensive.
The roads used to crisscross the towns here. Now they run through the woods, and at times they plunge straight into the water. They're the most visible evidence of this area's past.
There's quite a history here.
Quite a history. To get a better sense of that history, I drove east to Littleton after Emmons' tour. I walked through downtown to the old opera house and took the elevator down to the basement with a man named Richard Alberini.
Yes, I am Richard Alberini, and I'm the curator of the Littleton Area Historical Museum.
He was a school teacher in town for decades. He's retired now, but he still bubbles with energy as he rifles through a bin of old papers.
Oh, look at this. An original postcard.
He's looking for maps and photographs of one of the two flooded towns, Pattonville, New Hampshire.
Pattonville started in the late 18th century.
It was once a thriving little mill village, sort of a suburb of Littleton. But everything was torn down before the water flowed in, so there's no houses, no schools, no groves of trees under the water, just some empty cellar holes. Somehow, though, that doesn't stop a sort of spiritual feeling about the place.
I go out by, I drive by or I go out to the dam and I look out there. There were people's lives were, children were born down there. People died there. People were educated there. People had parties. They would just get together and someone would play the fiddle and they'd dance in the kitchen.
Alberini says construction of the dam was a long time coming, and no one put up much of a fight when the power company offered to buy their land.
You know, it's like, well, yep, we're old, and I'm not feeling too well, and the boys have all gone off, and it's time to sell the farm and move onward. Bingo. That's how it goes. I mean, no one protested, no one handcuffed their wrists to the front door of an inn. They just got up and moved.
Earlier on the water, Emmons explained that she started offering nature tours in this area about 7 years ago.
I started taking people out to different areas that were not on the beaten path, that were not in the AMC hiking book.
But this spot, the Moore Reservoir, is particularly meaningful for her because she can actually trace her own ancestry back to some of the original settlers here, living in towns that no longer exist.
I feel that they, perhaps, would like to have the story told.
So all summer, Emmons will be doing just that. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.